What's your wild animal story? It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. This woman almost lost a finger because she decided she thought snapping turtle looked cute, so she'd pet it.
Little pet.
Yeah, that didn't go well. They don't really need to be petted.
Right. Right. You know what? They're fine.
They're good.
They're fine.
Just say hi, wave.
All you need is just some encouraging words for the turtle. That's all they need.
Keep your distance.
So what's your wild animal story? Brett, start off. Really drunk one night, I fed a skunk cheese slices out of my buddy's apartment. He seemed to really enjoy them, enough to not spray me, at least.
Okay, well, that's great, but I don't know if we want to invite him back. That almost feels like it's going to invite him back, right?
Yeah, the skunk's going to be like, you know what?
This is where I get snacks.
I kind of like the cheese.
Gotta be honest. Yeah. We got one from Stephanie driving home from the movies late one night. When I was in middle school, my mom saw a baby deer on the side of the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Decided it made the most sense to bring it to our home.
Oh my gosh. What the heck?
It was beyond adorable. We gated it in our kitchen. It slid all around, all over the tiles, just like Bambi. Unfortunately, it was also terrified, made a really loud bleating noise all night long.
Oh yeah.
Similar to a goat, but seemed much louder. I stayed by his side trying to comfort him until the wild animal rescue center opened the next morning. When we took him there, they told us he was covered in deer ticks.
Oh, my gosh.
And that often mother deer with more than one fawn will walk them across roads one at a time. And somehow the one left behind knows how to stay put and wait.
Oh, so the little deer was just sitting there waiting for his mom to come back.
Yes, told us to never touch wild animals again.
But the baby deer was so cute.
The Bambi. No, leave Bambi on the side of the road.
When you see a baby deer and you're like, you know what? I think that belongs in our kitchen.
Yeah, no, it does not. It does not. You let nature. Okay?
Stephanie, that's wild. Oh, what's your wild animal story? Got one from Heather. Said, I just moved to the city, was walking back from the store at night, saw this owl up on a balcony. I was so excited because, one, I love owls. Two, never seen an owl in person.
Yeah.
So I stayed, watched this magnificent owl for quite a while. It was very still. It never moved.
Oh, no.
Thought it might be sleeping.
It's not.
Turns out, it was plastic. It was there to keep pigeons away. I slunk home in shame. I was awed by my own stupidity and gullibility.
Look, great. We had one of those sitting on our deck.
Yeah.
And they don't look real.
Well, if it's up on a balcony.
Maybe.
And you've never seen one before.
Okay.
All right.
But no, once you get close enough, you'll see. Plastic. Yeah.
Your wild animal stories. One last one from Eric. I got attacked by a sandhill crane.
What?
That sucker knocked me off my bike and started trying to peck my eyes out.
Oh,
it might as well have been a velociraptor.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
Might as well have been a velociraptor. Who knew sandhill cranes were so aggressive?
Dang.
All right. These are fun. Wild animal
also
stories.
Listen again, no touchy the baby deer. Okay. I know a lot of people encounter this. We had one that's kind of been appearing underneath our trampoline, and she just keeps coming back and hanging out there, but is just waiting for mama to get the food and bring it back.
See, one thing that you should learn from all this is, Kelly, as cute as it may be, it does not belong in your kitchen.
No, it does not.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the stories there.